good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Hi everyone, it's just me today, on Hurtin' for Real. Yeah, last week was fun. Thank you, Gina, for being my guest. And today, all duets. Yeah, country duets. You know, some of these songs I'm going to play today, I had never heard of before. There's some good ones, yeah, and of course some you can probably guess what they are. Yeah. Today, we're going to hear some Marty Stewart and Hank III. Going to hear something from Sonny Sweeney and Brennan Lee. Some Carolyn Mark and Jeff Berner. Corb Lund and Hayes Carl. Some Loretta Lynn and Jack White. Yeah, it's all duets today. This will be fun. Let's get started.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, Honey, we're the big door prize. Oh, we're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
Thank you, John. That is John Prine, along with Iris Dement, song called In Spite of Ourselves, yeah, from the album of the same name. Yeah, that song was almost my wedding song. Yeah, really. Too bad. Would have made a good one. Anyways, that there is one of my favorite country duets. And today on Hurtin' for Real, yes, all duets. And, you know, a duet is a funny thing. You know, I asked some of my friends what duets they would want to hear today. And some of them, you know, gave me some ideas. And I said, well, you know, that's not really a duet. You know, a duet is, well, it's a conversation, really. I mean, it's not just harmonizing. There's a taking of turns. There's a bit of a story, maybe a conversation there. And, you know, it's different than a duo. Yes, you know, it's a tricky thing, a duet, to do right. Anyways, there was a song that didn't show up on an album. It was just a single. It's by Sonny Sweeney and Brennan Lee. And this one here is pretty clever. It's called But You Love Country Music. And it's about two people who disagree politically, but they like Merle Haggard, so they're okay. Yeah, maybe we need more of that, more of this. Well, maybe not. Anyways, it's a really good song. I love it. And Sonny Sweeney and Brennan Lee are really two of the finest singer-songwriters out there, especially in country music. Here you go, Sonny and Brennan on Hurtin' for Real.
Bags of topsoil. I bet you're probably growing marijuana in that big organic garden in your yard. You walk around in sandals and pajamas. Was getting dressed really all that hard? I'm surprised you even saw me from where you're sitting. Whatever you've got, I hope it's not contagious.
I like you even though you're so uptight.
Your record collection covers all the bases, from Kitty Wells
all the way on down to
so bad. You like country music, do you?
What if I do? What's it to you?
Well, if you like country music, then I guess you're not so bad.
Sonny, who are you voting for this year?
Well, Merle Haggard, I thought that's what we decided on.
In the world's mighty gallery of pictures hang the scenes that are painted from life. There's pictures of love and of passion, and there's pictures of peace and of strife. There hang pictures of youth and of beauty, of old age and the blushing young bride. They all hang on the wall, but the saddest of all are the pictures from life's other side.
Just a picture from life's other side. Someone has fell by the way. A life has gone out with the tide. That might have been happy someday. There's a poor old mother at home. She's watching and waiting alone, just longing to hear from a loved one so dear. It's just a picture from life's other side.
The first scene is that of a gambler who had lost all his money at play. And he draws his dead mother's ring from his finger as she wore long ago on her wedding day. It's his last earthly treasure, but he stakes it, and he bows his head in his shame that he might hide. But when they lifted his head, well, they found he was dead. That's just a picture from life's other side.
Just a picture from life's other side. Someone has fell by the way. A life has gone out with the tide. That might have been happy someday. There's a poor old mother at home. She's watching and waiting alone, just longing to hear from a loved one so dear. It's just a picture from life's other side.
The next was a scene of two brothers whose pathways so different had led. Well, one lived the life of a rich man, and the other one, he begged for his bread.
Then one dark night they met out on the highway. "Your money or life," the old thief cried. And then with his knife, he took his own brother's life. That's just a picture from life's other side.
Just a picture from life's other side. Someone has fell by the way. A life has gone out with the tide. That might have been happy someday. There's a poor old mother at home. She's watching and waiting alone, just longing to hear from a loved one so dear. It's just a picture from life's other side.
Oh, hot damn, that is a heartbreaking song. It's just, it's beautiful in its own way. It's from Marty Stewart and Hank III, yes, off of the record Nashville Volume 1, Tear the Woodpile Down. Yeah, that is a Marty Stewart record. And yeah, I just adore that song. Marty Stewart and Hank III, yes, two treasures of country music in their own way. Yes, absolutely. Well, today on Hurtin' for Real, all country duets, yeah. This next one is something that was released by Loretta Lynn. It's on her record Van Leer Rose. I always liked this one. It was produced by Jack White, the record, and on it is a song called Portland, Oregon. And it's a little different for Loretta Lynn. I remember I had a record store and, some 15 years ago, and I had a customer come in and say, this is too rock and roll for Loretta Lynn. And I said, well, okay. I think it sounds great. And as far as I'm concerned, this is a country song. Absolutely. It is by Loretta Lynn. Features Jack White. It's called Portland, Oregon. Here you go.
Love like a speeding train, we'd end up time we thought our lives would move as one. And now it's pick up the pieces, honey. See how far you can run. I was circling around you like a wounded cat. The tears and the rage, I won't miss that. It ought have been easy when we got together. Sign all the papers and on with forever. No real reason to drink a ton. Well, wake up, honey, see what we done. Oh my, I remember that kiss. Someone get me out of this. Wake up, there's some things we gotta say right.
That there is Jim Cuddy and Kathleen Edwards. Yeah, it's off of Jim's record called The Light That Guides You Home. It's not his most recent. No, he's got a really good record. It's a new one called Constellation. I'll have to play something off of his new record again one of these days. Yeah, it was one of the hurts of the month a month or so ago. I made it, but yeah, this one fit the theme. It's called Married Again, and Kathleen, we miss you. We're looking forward to you coming back and would love to hear a new record from you. So there. Anyways, good stuff there from Jim Cuddy along with Kathleen Edwards. Well, some of you are thinking of the most famous duet partners, and this is one of them. Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. One of my favorite songs from them is a song called The Last Thing on My Mind. And this one here, I love how their voices go together. And yeah, had to play a Dolly and Porter song. Here you go. Another duet on Hurtin' For Real.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand. Made of sand.
In the wake of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind.
Feet of subways rumbling underground, underground.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind.
This I know, this I know.
The weeds have been steadily growing.
Please don't go, please don't go.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you unkind.
You know that was the last thing on the mind. You know that was the last thing on the mind.
Used to know a drummer was a real up-and-comer, had the looks and the chops right down. Though it's a cliche, it's accurate to say he had a girl in every town. Then he met the kind he couldn't get out of his mind. They made a home and he loved her so. Like a laboratory rabbit, he was marked by the habit, and sometimes he left the party too slow, you know.
You wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line.
I used to know a girl she got married too early, and her husband was often out of town. So her best friend Bridget would come over for a visit when the loneliness was getting her down. Well, it was no big deal. They just liked to drink tequila and set off the smoke alarms. Play a little checkers, dance to old records, and wake up in each other's arms.
You wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line.
Dive into the pits of flesh.
But Jesus forgave him, and then he behaved himself.
Anyway, that's what he said.
And I would venture to guess when it was time to confess at the end of the saintly day. It was still a little hard not to turn to the Padre, take a deep breath and say,
you wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line, the line, the line, the line, the line.
Oh, I love that record. That is something from Carol and Mark. She gets some help from Jeff Berner. They are two of BC's finest singer-songwriters. And Carolyn released a record called Just Married, an album of duets. Yeah, she released it quite a while ago, but it's full of just that. Yeah, some wonderful country duets. And that one there, it's all just a matter of where you draw the line. Yeah, that's a love song, sure. Thank you, Carolyn and Jeff. Well, duets. Here's one that I had to kind of dig for. This is by Earl Haywood and Martha Haywood. Now, Earl Haywood, he's no longer with us. He is a member of the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. He passed away in 2006, but he was known as Canada's number one cowboy singer, believe it or not. And, well, believe it, sure, why not? Anyways, he put out, you know, Western music, cowboy music, country music, absolutely. And he decided to ask his wife if she'd want to sing on a certain song. It's called Old New Brunswick Moon. And hearing this, you can see why Earl Haywood was a Canadian cowboy treasure. Here you go. Earl Haywood and Martha Haywood on Hurtin' for Real.
Brunswick moon, you're peeking through the clouds tonight, playing peek-a-boo with me below. Old Brunswick moon, you're shining down from up above, down on Lover's Lane of long ago. Every time the clouds begin to hide your silvery light,
I'll shed a million tears until I know you're back inside.
Old Brunswick moon, you're like a lamp up in the blue, bringing back those dreams of yesternight. So lonely in the sky, maybe this is why I feel so blue. Old Brunswick moon, I'm coming back tomorrow night, back to Lover's Lane to be with you. I'll be there, but I won't shed those tears I shed before.
Be no clouds, but there'll be love a million stars or more.
Old Brunswick moon, I'm throwing kisses up at you. You're the only moon that I adore.
Hello, this is Cor Blund and the Hurtin' Albertans, and you're listening to Hurtin' for Real.
Two-night stand in Tulsa, pulling out and headed west. Brady grabbed the Gideons from the hotel in the desk, and we said, "What's the matter, brother? Are you worried about your soul?" He said, "Better safe than sorry, boys. That's just how I roll." We hit the road, feeling cool as Crosby, Stills and Nash, overflowing with the spirit and the Bible on the dash.
We pulled the whole thing over for the flashing red and blues. Police came to the window, we said, "Have you heard the news?"
"Now don't get smart with me, boy, why you doing 95?
My foot is heavy with redemption, I'm just blessed to be alive." He said, "I ought to pull you out of there, beat you black and blue." I placed my hand upon the good book, said, "What would Jesus do?"
It's better than insurance, registration, or lying. It's better than these fake IDs I keep on buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash. Well, they always said it's in there, that old Bible on the dash. Around this parts, a hair alone will make probable cause. If you're moving through my county, you'll obey my earthly laws.
Yes, we did our best to quote some holy writ, chapter and verse.
"What kind of music y'all's making?" We said, "Christian music, sir."
He contemplated, thought about it, twirled his cop mustache.
"All right, you boys, be careful now. Just don't drive quite so fast." It's better than insurance, registration, or lying. It's better than these fake IDs I keep on buying. It's even better than a novel. stuff with cash. But they always say they send me an old Bible on the dish.
Crossing at the border a few months later, we heard freeze. Pulling over there, son, we're gonna do some searching seas.
Well, maybe if we'd been more famous, he'd have said just move along.
Yeah, if he'd have seen us on the TV,
or if we'd had hit single songs.
He's just about to ask us, where's the money, guns, and hash?
Well, I was hoping he'd save me that old Bible on the dash. Well, his hand was on his pistol and his dog was on his leash. And that shepherd, he was keeping a pretty close eye on his sheep.
We got a list we gonna look at, see if we can't find your names.
And we got parabolic laser beams, here's everything you say. We got ultraviolet x-rays that can see right through your bus.
I guess we'll see if the good Lord's truly watching over us.
It's better than a green card, it's better than lying. It's better than these work visas I keep on buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash. Lord, I'm at the border with the Bible on the desk.
That works, I'm told. It's called Bible on the Dash. That is Cor Blund, along with a little help from Hayes Carl there, a nice duet. That is from Lund's album Cabin Fever. Yeah, I like that one. Good stuff there from Corb and Hayes. Well, you know, last week, my wife helped me out with a show that I did. Kind of some Dwight Yoakam favorites since Dwight was in town. What a show that was. Damn, yeah, he really can put on a show, Dwight Yoakam. I really liked the guitar work of Eugene Edwards. Yeah, that was worth the price of admission alone. Brandi Clark opened for Dwight Yoakam, and she is a fine, fine songwriter, as I'm sure you know. And that was a really fun part of the show. And, you know, Dwight really paid tribute to some legends. Of course, Buck Owens and Merle Haggard, as you might expect. But, you know, he did, you know, a Chuck Berry song and some wonderful covers, along with some of his old stuff, some new stuff. It was just fantastic. So thank you, Dwight and company, for coming to Kamloops. I decided to play this one here. Gina wanted to play it last week, but I asked if we could save it for this show here. This one is a duet, of course, and Dwight Yoakam was good friends with Buck Owens for quite a long time. And this song here, I just love. You know it. You love it. Streets of Bakersfield. Let's hear it now on Hurtin' for Real.
Came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere else. Hey, I'm not trying to be nobody, I just want a chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles of coming, guess I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? San Francisco. I spent a night there in the can. They threw this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving. And I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Judge me. Never walk the streets of Bakersfield.
Well, I spend my life following things I cannot see. But just when I catch up to them, they slip away from me. Now I've been down 1,000 trails I've never walked before. And I found out that without fail, they lead me to your door. And the world keeps turning round.
Still Standing There. Yeah, you know, that's one of my favorite records by Steve Earle. It's called I Feel All Right. And Lucinda Williams shows up to help out Steve with that song there. It's called You're Still Standing There. Good stuff from Steve and Lucinda. Well, remember, you can always visit me on Twitter at HurtinForReal is where you can find me. Yeah, you can like or retweet or whatever you do there. Anyways, it's at HurtinForReal, no G, no apostrophe, at HurtinForReal. Well, this next song, I gotta warn you, it's got some cussing in it. It's got some blue language. That's okay. I mean, that's life. Anywho, it's by Wheeler Walker Jr. Now, Wheeler sometimes gets a little bit crude. This song here, well, it's downright quaint compared to some of his other stuff. In fact, it's a lovely duet with Casey Walker. And it's called Fucking Around. It's a good song. It's a country song through and through. There you go. Some Wheeler and Casey on Hurtin' For Real.
Being on the road, it sure gets a long way.
Well, sitting in this house gets lonely too.
Been working all night on this apology.
Well, hold your horses, 'cause I got one for you.
As long as you're coming clean, I guess I'll come clean too. While you were fucking around on me, I've been fucking around on you.
I had a stripper in Detroit,
had a delivery boy,
had a hotel maid,
I had you roll through Roy.
Can't believe you and Roy got it on.
He was doing me right while you were doing me wrong.
I think I need a stiff drink if that's alright.
Sorry, the long I drank it all last night.
Maybe I'll just hide under the covers.
You should wash them first. They still smell like your brother.
As long as you're coming clean, well, I guess I'll come clean too. While you were fucking around on me, I've been fucking around on you. I guess I never knew how it'd break my heart in two. While you were fucking around on me, I've been fucking around on you.
I had twin sisters,
I had the bank manager,
now my bass player's wife,
well I never liked her.
I gotta admit that this is hurting my son.
I probably shouldn't tell you that I had a threesome.
Oh damn.
It was fun.
As long as you're coming clean, I guess I'll come clean too. While you were fucking around on me, I've been fucking around on you. They say the truth sets you free, sometimes the truth ain't meant to be.
Been fucking around on you.
Been fucking around on me.
That hurts.
Poor little baby.
Fucking around on you. Fucking around on me.
look around you, look down the bar from you, at the faces that you see. Are you sure this is where you wanna be? These are your friends, but are they real friends? Do they love you as much as me? And are you sure this is where you wanna be? You seem in such a hurry to lead this kind of life, and you call
take a good look at all the local used to be's. Are you sure that this is where you want to be?
Casey Musgraves, along with Willie Nelson. I guess Trigger shows up in that song too, doesn't he? Anyways, good stuff there. Song called Are You Sure? It's a hidden track off of 2015's Pageant material. Oh, by the way, Casey has a new album coming out, doesn't she, called Golden Hour. Yeah, Casey, you are just wonderful, yes, and I look forward to the new record. I might even make it one of the Hurts of the Month. Yeah, do you think? Yeah. Well, that is just about it for me. Thanks for stopping by, everybody. My name is Brian, and I'll be back next week with some more great country music you don't hear near enough. Next week, I think we'll do a show all about wine. Songs about wine next week, so that'll be fun. Well, gonna leave you with a duet that is, well, one of the more famous duets, I guess you'd say. Johnny Cash, June Carter, you know the one. Song called Jackson. I love this one because it's a real kind of conversation. They both have a point of view and they share it. Yeah, it's just a wonderful song, isn't it? So I think I'll leave you with something from the timeless Johnny and June. Okay, that's it for me. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and we'll visit next week. We'll see you then.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson,
Ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big dog, and then make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But
Jackson ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking.